I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. We start our study today in the book of Romans, chapter 5. Let me encourage you to have your Bible and read along with me as we study these verses together. Now, first of all, we see in this chapter, chapter 5 of Romans, the blessings of justification. In the first part of that verse, verse 1 of chapter 5, we see peace with God. It says, therefore being, or because we have been, justified, in other words, put in alignment, right standing, by or because of faith. Therefore being justified by faith. And the result of the first part of that verse is we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We've made peace with God and have the peace of God because we have been justified through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. By whom? This is Jesus Christ. The first part of that verse says, by whom also we have access. It's by and through Jesus Christ. Notice the word also in that verse. Not only are we justified by our faith in Jesus Christ and have peace with God, according to verse 1, we also have available to us as saved people by faith, grace, the unmerited favor of God to stand because we have been justified. Verse 2. Now this grace, according to verse 2, is the grace, unmerited favor of God, wherein we have been justified. We stand. We are saved only by God's grace. And notice the term there, rejoice in hope. We are filled with happiness because of our expectation. Rejoicing. Happiness. Because of our expectation or the hope of the glory, the exaltation of God. We need to be lifted up daily and encouraged daily because we're able to exalt the Lord as we proclaim Jesus as our Savior. And then we see also that we can have joy and hope, the anticipation, the expectation of God's glory. Not only can we have the exaltation or see the exaltation of God, we can have the expectation of God's glory, and we can also glory in tribulation for God's glory. In the next part of Romans chapter 2, Romans the second verse of Romans 5:2, it says, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. But notice these verses now, verses 3 and 4 of chapter 5. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. We can rejoice even in tribulation, according to verse 3. Why? Because we know the result of tribulation is patience. And then the result of patience is experience. And then the result of experience is hope, the expectation. Patience is to persevere. And as a result, through the experience of the Christian life, we see the end. We know the end. We've read the book. We know how it ends. The expectation of things not seen, but those things which things that become substance as we look with our eye of faith, believing God will give us everything He has promised. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 talks about that. And then we read Romans chapter 5, verses 5 through 8. It says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God's love in our hearts by the Holy Spirit is what we read of in this chapter, in these verses. The assurance that we will not be disappointed or ashamed in the hope we have, according to chapter 5 in the first part of verse 5. It says there, "And hope maketh not ashamed." Poured out, the Bible says here. In other words, shed abroad by the Holy Spirit. Verse 5. Well, what is poured out? The love of God is poured out, according to that verse. It says, because the love of God is shed abroad or poured out in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Can you imagine God living within you? Jesus Christ is there. The Holy Spirit is there. God with us. God in us. And notice something else here. In verses 6 through 8, we see the love of God is demonstrated by Christ's death while we were yet sinners. It says, in starting in verse 6 there and going through verse 8, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." Folks, we're the ungodly. And verse 7 says, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Now let's look at verses 9 through 11, Romans 5. "Much more then, being now justified by His blood." There's even more to come, he's saying. "Much more now, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." Saved from God's wrath means delivered. How? Well, the Bible tells us in verse 9, it's through Jesus. Just as we have been justified by His blood. It says, "Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." We shall be saved from the wrath, God's punishment for sin, through Him, according to Romans 5:9. And we are saved by His life, just as we were reconciled by His death, according to Romans chapter 5 and verse 10. It says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." All of this, according to Romans 5, 9 through 11, is the basis for us to rejoice. It says, "And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." Notice with me, if you would, Romans chapter 5, verse 12 and through 21. There's a contrast here, Christ and Adam. Through Adam, sin entered into the world, and death is the result, the consequence. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 says, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin." And it's because of Adam's sin, death passed, overtook all mankind. For all have sinned, according to that verse, all have sinned. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And from the time of Adam to Moses, death reigned, even over those who had not committed the same sin that Adam had committed. It says in Romans chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, "For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come." Now notice Adam and Christ compared here. Romans chapter 5, verses 15 through 19 talks about this. "By Adam's offense, many are dead," according to Romans 5:15. The last part of that verse, it says, "But not as the offense, so also is the free gift, for if through the offense of one, many be dead. So by God's grace and the gift of grace, eternal life through Jesus Christ comes, and it comes the abundance of grace, and it has become available to many people, according to Romans 5:15. It says, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Well, one offense produced the judgment of condemnation, but the free gift is for many, resulting in justification, according to Romans chapter 5, verse 16. It says, and not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation. And that was Adam. We were condemned because of that sin. Now, the free gift that the Bible's speaking of here is for many, resulting in justification, according to verse 16. It says, but the free gift of many offenses unto justification. By Adam's offense, death reigns, but those who receive the gift of righteousness, life will reign. No eternal death through Jesus Christ. It says, therefore, if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Romans 5:17. 1 Corinthians 15:55 says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Now we see a summary taking place here in verses 18 and 19. Because we see that through Adam's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, according to verse 18. It says, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men into condemnation. And justification of life comes through the righteousness of Christ as a free gift for all mankind. The rest of verse 18 says, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 5 says, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And of course, Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Verse 9 goes on to say, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're not saved by works. No one is saved by works. We're saved by and through Jesus Christ, by asking Him into our hearts, by trusting Him to save us in order to go to heaven. Do you know Him today as your Savior? If not, may I invite you to do so right now. Ask Him to come into your heart. Receive Him by faith. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive You as the best I know how. I'm trusting You to save me, to take me to heaven. If you'll pray that prayer or one like it, Jesus will save you today. Look at our website this week, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. Until the next time, and we'll continue our study in the book of Romans, may the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer.